This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As part of our commitment to improving opportunity for women everywhere, this Thursday, we are launching the first ever government-wide initiative focused on economic empowerment for women in developing countries. There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world.
You can bet there'll be plenty of buzz in your backyard and mine over the State of the Union. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. One of the things that the president talked about, of course, there was heavy emphasis, I'll say, on immigration and pushing on immigration. But also there were plenty of other things that were discussed in the State of the Union, or the message that the president, I should say, put out there in the State of the Union, which was well over an hour. One of the things that he acknowledged was women in economics and also women in the legislative body in Congress. A group of them were white. They stood for some of those moments, but notably the camera would focus on them, as I know many of you were watching on the tube, and they did not rise for most of what the president had to say. He stepped into the abortion issue, late-term abortions. We'll talk about that in a second as I kind of jump around on what the State of the Union was all about. But first of all, heading into the State of the Union, the female lawmakers who wore white, there was a lot made of that happening. Why were they wearing white? Not every female did. Kamala Harris, notably, who is running for president, of course, a Democrat and a senator, didn't wear white. But in the 20th century, women that were looking for the right to vote, in case you don't remember this, they got the media's attention by demonstrations and parades, and the color of choice was white. For the most part, they used other colors, but white was the main color. The white outfits many of the lawmakers wore to the State of the Union were a nod to the U.S. suffragettes and an attempt to spark some of that publicity, I believe, because it certainly was tweeted out and it was known that that was something that was going to happened. But I mentioned that the president paid tribute to the record number of female lawmakers elected to Congress, specifically Congress, and the crowd of women in white on the House floor erupted in cheers and chants of USA and USA and USA. In fact, there were several moments also besides the women where USA, USA was chanted out for various reasons. But one of the areas that the president waded into was pushing late term abortion ban, saying that that should be there, and talking about the controversy over the Virginia governor and using that as part of what he was citing, and also the New York abortion law and the State of the Union address. He brought that up too. You can bet there's going to be lots of conversation over that. So immigration, this would be another one that would be talked about. You know, Trump on the Republican side of the aisle singled out the Reproductive Health Act specifically is what it is, late in that State of the Union, criticizing New York lawmakers for cheering the passage of a bill that bolsters abortion rights in obviously a very deeply Democratic state. He called on Congress to approve legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain, he said, in the mother's womb. Here's the specific comment that really got to the heart of New York. He said lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth. He said these are living, feeling, breathing babies who will never get the chance to share their love and dreams with the world. By the way, I am broadcasting from Chicago. I am downtown, in downtown Chicago, in a historic area, in a historic hotel. I'm doing a speech there, and it's been interesting to talk to some of the people in Chicago who definitely have plenty to say about politics. I'm at the Palmer House, and I spent some time before the State of the Union talking to a couple of people from the Midwest and some people who were in Chicago on business from the East Coast. And the feeling was that the president would bring up bipartisanship, would bring up greatness. And, of course, that was part of what the State of the Union did call for, what he did call for in his State of the Union. But he certainly is looking, as I pivot here, to get that border wall funding. He mentioned it, he talked about it, and, you know, he said at one point, I am asking you to choose greatness. He said, I call for the rejection of politics of revenge. So there were certainly jabs at the Democrats. At one point, the president said border protection is a moral issue, and specifically, and lots of Republicans cheered for this, but even some Democrats, he talked about the value of legal immigration and how we value those who have immigrated legally into our country and how incredible they are, and, you know, asset-wise, et cetera, to us in the States. One of the things that stood out in the beginning as I scribbled down lots and lots and lots of notes is victory is not for individuals, basically. It's for not a party. It's for our country, not a party. So I thought that was interesting. He drew the distinction that victory is for the country, not for the party. So going to that partisanship again, and saying there's nothing that anyone wouldn't do to compete with the United States. So many times he got the USA chant, USA chant, because he talked about the powerful ness of the United States. Let's put it that way. If you could see my notes. And in fact, I will, in the next couple of days, post them on Facebook. And if anyone can translate them, I'll send you a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. It's actually kind of funny. As I, early in my career, covered politics, I can remember running from place to place, not in D.C., but in various places where I was a television anchor, reporter. And you'd have to look down at your notes before the live shots and, ooh, I don't think anyone would have want to get by my notes for their shots. Anyway, back to the State of the Union, because the president certainly had no trouble in delivering that. In fact, from that point of view, and not that we look at a president that way, because don't they all seem to be smooth? Boom, boom, boom. He had it down cold. That is for certain, and knew the direction he was going to go in. And ending on the, you know, I did love the moment of we have to reject the politics of revenge, because this is what we complain about all the time. I like to think I'm the voice of reason. Can't we have a conversation? And the answer is we can, but for some reason it never seems to happen. All right, stay with us. Much more coming on the State of the Union. Stay with us.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt, it's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
You missed it. The 41-year-old quarterback for the Patriots, Tom Brady, wins his sixth Super Bowl as New England beats Los Angeles 13-3. Hard to believe or not. It's a very boring game, as I mentioned before. But as for Brady, he finished 21 of 35 for 262 passing yards. He set up the lone touchdown. It was a 29-yarder. Sweet to Gronk. And it was huge. Lots of celebrating, especially because the Patriots felt like they were the underdogs. People were dogging them, as they said, not expected to win. Oh, here they go again. Oh, they can't do it again, that kind of thing. And they mentioned it again and again and again and again. You can bet they're going to really revel in their parade, which will take place on Tuesday in Boston. Sad story in Southern California. Speaking of the Super Bowl, five people killed when a plane plummeted right down on top of a home in Yorba Linda. That's about 35 miles southeast of L.A. The pilot was one of those killed. Four people were in the house. There was debris that scattered four blocks away. There were homes nearby that also suffered some damage, but it's sad about the loss of life just there watching the game, and then that happens, and poof, it just instantaneously happened. There were people that were far away that had shots of the plane going down. There were people in the neighborhood who couldn't believe it and jumped out and started to shoot whatever they could shoot with their cell phones. There was one guy with a hose that tried to hose down a piece of the plane that was burning. Just very sad Indeed. This is sad as well. Star of a popular soap opera, Young and the Restless, Christoph St. John, a face you might recognize even if you weren't a soap opera person, died at the age of 52. The coroner's office said he was pronounced dead at a home in Woodland Hills. The cause of the death, they are holding that until an autopsy is complete. But, like I said, a familiar face. He'd been on actually a lot of other things, but really the Young and the Restless forever. He won he was nominated 9 times for a daytime Emmy. He won 10 NAACP Image Awards, and he seemed like, from by all accounts of what everybody was talking about, that he's this great, carefree guy. So that has to be pretty heartbreaking, because he was on that set day in and day out. I mean, he was on other things too, the Jamie Foxx show, Martin, Living Single, you know, that kind of that kind of stuff, you know, cameo appearances or even a little bit more than that. Now, there is one other sad twist to that tale as well. He did have a son who had died of an apparent suicide in 2014, and he had talked about his son a lot and grieving and how hard it was and, you know, when that happened. And just recently he had tweeted something about that, you know, too, as well. All right, some other numbers, and that's what this is about, numbers. And there's numbers everywhere, right? So you look around and you realize, oh, yeah, it's everywhere I look, I'm seeing numbers. I do a speech called What's Your Wow? And it's that thing when you're asked, what do you do? I hate that question in a way, but what do you do? You're somewhere, you're networking, you're out somewhere, you're talking to someone. And I think what people do, whether it's they're passionate about it, or it's what they do for fun, or what they do for work, a lot of times it has something to do with a number. For example, for me, 16,000 interviews, and I actually think it's a little bit more than that, but I'm sticking with 16,000 for now. So that's my wow. That's a lot of talking, isn't it? Papa John's, they have a wow number. They announced Monday that private equity firm Starboard Value LP has agreed to make a $200 million investment in the chain and will place two of the fund's investors on its board. One will become the chairman. They also have the option to make an additional $50 million investment through March 29th. If you remember this, Papa John's shares tanked, and now they've jumped about 9% on Monday. They closed at $41.97. This happens as same-store sales declined almost 8.5% for the fourth quarter, 7.3% for the full year. That's how awful it was. So they made that big move to try to turn things around. There's been a lot of turmoil since John Shatner admitted to using the N-word in a media training session last July, and for months before that, dealing with backlash from Shatner having blamed poor sales on the company's NFL sponsorship when the league dealt with the African-American players' national anthem protests. So he resigned as chair, was locked out of the company's office while having a contract to serve as the company's main spokesman was canceled. Because remember, you'd always see him constantly. He was on all of the spots and, of course, no longer. And was big for that move. All right, Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Monday made her first public appearance. I just had mentioned that as we stepped aside for a second. 85 years old. And she attended a production of the notorious RBG in Song at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington. That program is about her life in the law. It was created and performed by her daughter-in-law, the soprano Patrice Michaels, and presented for high school students. So that was reason to get out. She hadn't made any public appearances since undergoing a procedure after doctors discovered cancerous nodules in her left lung. recovery from that usually takes 6 to 8 weeks. That was back on December 21st. And for her, it was the first time since joining the court in 1993, missing a round of oral arguments in January because she was there for everything else in between, but this one just got her and she couldn't do it. But that's still a pretty big bounce back to be at that production. All right, how about this? The president and who he breaks bread with. The president dined with the Fed chair, not necessarily unusual. Jerome Powell, they sat down. It was their first meeting since the president nominated him to the post and followed months of criticism from the press about his nominee in the Fed. So that's why it might have been a little dicey. The dinner lasted about 90 minutes. It was attended by the Fed vice chair and the Treasury secretary, Steve Mnuchin. Steak was served, right? The president wanted to sit down and have that convo. And it makes sense right before the State of the Union, too, by the way. But the president's been critical of the Fed for raising interest rates, including calling the Fed out of control in October. At its January meeting, the Fed shifted policy toward a, what you would call, neutral stance away from rate hikes for the time being, anyway. So I'd like to be a fly on the wall and hear what that conversation was about. I think it could be rather interesting. Let's just put it that. And then there is this one, smart shoes that might be making a way for you to track your weight gain. Yikes, I don't know if I would want that. It has sensors embedded to monitor activity levels to identify symptoms like sudden weight gain that can be a sign of diseases like congenitive heart disease. Maybe it is good after all. This is Apple. It's called Verify, and they're jumping in bed. So Google's sister company Verify has reportedly developed this prototype for the smart shoes that monitor the wearer's movements, weights, and falls. Apple introduced fall detection software with the Watch Series 4 that has an emergency alert service in case of major accidents, and also an EKG software is there on the device too as well. Wow, what else can it do? What's next? That's what I just have to say. What's next after that? So there's two, that's your number, two different types of projects. The shoes are intriguing to me. Will they ever be available to buy them is kind of unclear at this point. I think they're just in development. Kick back, relax, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States,
President Trump delivering his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill, the president discussing national security, immigration reform, and finishing building the border wall.
And my fellow Americans, we meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential. As we begin a new Congress, I stand here ready to work with you to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans. Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I'm always amazed by the people that we have on this show, and I really like what we're going to talk about next. In our virtual green room, CEO Seth Sternberg of something called JoinHonor.com is with us. And I don't know about you, but when I think about getting older and I start to wonder what is that space going to look like, the more I read about this company, the more excited I got. How about you?
Many people are thinking about what happens when I get older, but I think as Seth is going to tell us, for a lot of people, this is a reality today because either they are older or they have aging parents, and it's becoming kind of a challenge to manage in a loving and appropriate way.
Absolutely. So Seth, tell us about JoinHonor.com and what you think the current state of home care is in the country.
Yeah, so Honor was created to help us help our parents remain in their homes as they age. 90% of people over the age of 65 when they're polled want to be able to stay in their homes, which makes intuitive sense, right? As you get older, of course, you want to stay in your home and you wouldn't have to want to go elsewhere. But it turns out that as you get older, there are certain things that become hard to do, like getting food, at some point, even something like getting out of bed. And so we send care professionals into people's homes to help them accomplish these things that are called activities of daily living, which are things like getting food, getting dressed, getting out of bed, getting to the doctor's office, all those, you know, very standard things. But if you can't do one or two of them, then it's very hard to live alone. It's a very large industry today. In America alone, it's a $30 billion industry. But it's not a very good product today. Unfortunately, the industry is what you might call hyper-fragmented. There are about 50,000 agencies that deliver home care. And as a result, they each have very, very few caregivers individually to pull from. And what's so important is that you have enough caregivers such that your mom's or dad's unique needs are met by the unique skills of that caregiver. So if your mom, for example, has cats in her home and maybe she has early onset dementia, then you really want a caregiver who is both trained in working with people who have early onset dementia and who also is not allergic to cats. And so having a depth of professionals to pull from is really important. And that can really only come with scale, but that doesn't yet exist in this industry, and that's what we're trying to solve.
It's interesting, as you were describing that scenario, the one word that popped into my mind, Seth, was the word scale, because you've got to have enough clients and enough caregivers to be able to match them up, almost like a dating service. No one wants to be part of a dating service when there's only two other people to date.
That's exactly right.
It's, and as you were describing that, it actually reminded me of a conversation I had with my grandmother when she was about 92, and she said, well, the good news is I'm still cleaning my house on my own at 92. She said, the bad news is my eyes are not very good. And so we knew when we visited her that she really needed some help, and it was really was a struggle. You know, as you said, and I want to reinforce, we're not talking about, this is not medical help. This is around the house help, doing things that are really, they might be important for health. And in some cases, I suspect, and I hope you'll confirm, that they're really just important for quality of life.
That's right. And also to just keep people active and engaged. So one of the kind of issues that you see as people grow older is it becomes harder to get out because driving at night is a little more difficult. And then driving in general is a little bit more difficult. And then mobility might make it a little bit more difficult. And so people become isolated. And that's actually something that causes faster decline as people get isolated. So a benefit of home care is actually breaking the isolation cycle. It makes it easier to have other people come over because you have someone there who's helping arrange things, but it also is a person in and of themselves who can, you know, you can have conversations with. You know, we actually make sure that our care professionals know about, for example, the proudest moment in someone's life, know about what someone's career was, so that they can really engage with the folks that they're working with.
Yeah, when we look, Seth, at technology and introducing technology to that everyday life of the caregivers and with the challenges we have today, and we know technology is just moving at the speed of light anyway, how does this work from the standpoint of the givers, those that give, and then the clients?
Yeah, so the clients get an app that they can, you know, download in the App Store, and it lets them do things like schedule their visits. It lets them see who's coming. It lets them read notes. So one thing our clients love is that they get a note after every visit from the care pro explaining what happened that day. And that's especially important if you don't live near your parents, so you can kind of keep tabs on what's happening. But, you know, I'd say the probably the more important application that we build is actually the one for the care pros. Because that's, if you think about it from your perspective, if you're purchasing Honor for your mom and dad, or if you're purchasing Honor for yourself, what you really care about is that the care pro is amazing. You don't care about technology. You don't care about the apps. You just want an amazing person. And so what our application for the care pros is designed to do is to make those care pros excellent. It's almost like when you and I use Google Maps, and that tells us when a restaurant's open or how to get somewhere. It's simplifying, and it makes our it makes us smarter. It makes us better. So our app for the care pros does the same thing. It tells them client information. It tells them, you know, like I said, what was this person's career. It tells them what is this person's medical issues. It tells them, hey, when you go to this home, these are the things that this customer would like you to do today. You know, help clean up around the house, cook this kind of food, et cetera. It even does things like ensuring that the care pro actually arrived at the house. So in this industry today, the kind of literal no-show rate of care pros going to homes is very high. And so the app actually ensures that a care pro did go to the home because it's watching to make sure that the GPS chip was at the home when it was supposed to be there. So it's all about making that care pro truly excellent. There's another side of this that I think is also important. Because it's technology-based, we're able to save money on the operations side of Honor. So we don't need as many people kind of in the back office figuring out where people are going, because a computer can do that. We take that money and we turn it into higher pay for the care pros. That means that we're able to get better care pros who are then in a better place in their own lives so that they can then deliver better care.
We hear a lot of talk, Seth, about the reputation economy. We're talking with Seth Sternberg. He's the CEO of the company Honor. The website is joinhonor.com. We hear a lot of talk about the reputation economy, and I'm wondering if that applies in your model as well. Are care pros rated by both the senior that they're caring for and the family of the senior so that a higher rating elevates them within your company and allows you to make sure that you're only using the absolute best care pros available?
Yeah, so it's fascinating. We have ratings that our clients do of a care pro. It's actually the average client rating of a care pro out of 5 is 4.67.
And then That's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing. And then we actually have the care pros rate Honor. And recently we did a survey and asked them, how likely would you be to recommend Honor to friends of yours who wanted to be a care pro? And 87% came back with a 9 or a 10, which is highly recommend, which is awesome. So the care pros are really happy. The customers are really happy. But importantly, in, you know, this concept of the reputation economy, you have to be careful to interpret data the right way. And so let's say that a certain care pro is working in only one home. And that home always gives everyone bad reviews. That should not negatively impact that care pro, right? We don't want to set that person up for failure. And so we actually look for a bunch of other signals to figure out how good a job is a care pro doing. Things like, you know, are they regularly leaving notes for the customer? How long are those notes? Are they arriving on time regularly? Do they stay for the full shift length? There's a lot of, do they go through the full care plan when they're in the home and accomplish the tasks they're supposed to accomplish? So we're looking at a bunch of data. Some of it's really obvious, right, like the star ratings, but some of it's a little bit less obvious because we have to be being careful to treat people fairly.
One of the things that fascinates me about your company, Seth, is as I went through your website getting ready to talk with you, I noticed these really fascinating press releases about things you're doing that's innovation beyond an app on a phone, for instance. So can you tell us about, for instance, the project you're doing with Walmart?
Yeah, so what we did with Walmart is we opened up a couple of locations in their, a couple of stores in Dallas, and that was a first test. We've actually since closed those down, but that was kind of the first test that we did with Walmart, where we wanted to see what would happen if you put a retail kind of training center or education center, really, in the front of a store. And it was really fascinating because what we discovered there is people wanted to learn a lot, but like, for example, you want to be near a pharmacy where people kind of are waiting around for a prescription rather than front of a store where people are really on their way out after they've checked out. So good learning there. We've also done things with, for example, American Cancer Society and the Alzheimer's Association. And there we've built in training from the American Cancer Society, from the Alzheimer's Association, into Honor's training programs for its care pros so that we can make them truly excellent at working with people who either have, you know, cancer in the case of the training from the American Cancer Society, or folks with Alzheimer's, or we've done something with the Parkinson's Foundation as well. And those are now actually becoming modules in the app that the care pros use so that they can get quick reference to material when they're in someone's home. So there's all sorts of stuff that we're doing that really pushes the boundary of home care to deliver a truly unique experience to our customers.
Wow, fascinating. I was just getting sucked into the cycle of listening to that terrific stuff that you're doing. CEO Seth Sternberg, can't wait to see where this all goes. Thank you so much for joining us, and keep an eye on this company, joinhonor.com. Thanks.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound, plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You'll creep back to the attic, hearing out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show Clinic Forensic Psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States. And finally, we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that. And I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow. So social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are the some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them into daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another a child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents at some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down. Put the iPad down. Get them off the iPad. Get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one. And talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5, and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic, I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff. So they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we
we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be is so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when you're children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young, and very young, and you have high anxiety, and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.